It's the Next Gear. I'm Matt Kelly here at podtech.net. We're here at the Alternative Car and Transportation Expo at the Santa Monica Airport. And I'm joined by Matt Ferrari. He's with Solar Electrical Systems. Tell me about Solar Electrical Systems, what your mission is and what you're currently working on. I'm standing here next to a solar Prius.
Yeah, and what we've done with the Prius is we've put a solar rooftop on it to add some solar electricity. So when you drive your car, you have the electrical power backup. And our idea is for a solar solution is to combine a solar electrical system on your home. You'll be able to add maybe a 1 kilowatt system. Take that 1 kilowatt system, charge your Prius and or your electrical car at night when electric rates are cheap. And then you'll be able to get an additional 30, 40 miles out of your car a day to kind of be able to get yourself energy efficient.
And it's a way, in a sense, to literally get yourself off the grid.
Absolutely. Get an opportunity to get off the grid, become energy efficient. And help our country with those fossil fuels.
Right. Solar Electrical Systems installs residential and commercial projects, is that correct?
Correct. We do residential, commercial solar electric installations. We are a 25-year-old solar electrical company only. We're the largest residential company in Southern California. We're the oldest solar company in the world.
Mm-hmm. And what are you working on now in terms of big projects that perhaps the public doesn't know about, but maybe needs to know about?
We just finished a large system for Warner Brothers. We also have a Disney that's interested in a large commercial installation. And residentially is actually kind of our bread and butter. More and more homeowners who have a higher electric rates want to either eliminate or minimize those costs. Instead of throwing your money away every month and in a sense renting your electricity, you have an opportunity now to purchase a real product and over time an investment that will pay for itself, typically 5 to 7 years with a 25-year warranty on modules. So it's an excellent financial decision.
So if I lived in Southern California and I had, let's say, a 3,000 square foot residential house, what am I looking at in terms of costs to make it solar efficient or solar independent, if you will?
That size of home, if you have typically a $300 to $400 a month electric bill, you would probably be a candidate for about a 6 kilowatt solar electric system. And that is after the state offers rebates, you also get a federal tax credit. So after the incentives, your cost to you is about $35,000, which if you amortize that over about a 7-year time, it's about when you're going to have a payback.
Wow, that's great. And talk to me about the promise of this type of energy on a nationwide basis, particularly even for those areas that perhaps don't have the sun that Southern California has.
Yeah, and it's actually an interesting question because the largest solar program right now in the United States is based in New Jersey. So they have there's more solar electricity being installed in New Jersey than in any other state in California. I'm not quite sure if that's because their electric rates are higher. I don't really know exactly where their rebates and their incentives are. You would think that we would be the largest producer of solar power. But the utilities are promoting it. And again, as the homeowners start to look at alternative energy sources, as your electric rates go up, unfortunately, I guess, as human beings, we're reactive, not necessarily proactive, but we're seeing a fundamental change this year where people now are not asking me how they work or what it does, but what size system's best for them and when can we go ahead and get them started.
What do you think has prompted the change?
Change is mainly, I think, to cost of electric rates. There's definitely a little larger buzz now in the sense of solar power. People are looking to, I think the war in Iraq, if you want to get into the political issues, you know, why are we there? Cost of oil, refining oil, cost of producing electricity, environmental hazards. And we're fortunate because this is what we've been doing for, you know, 25 years.
So And the technology has certainly advanced in the last 25 years.
Absolutely. It's gotten more efficient, really. I mean, it's a silicon cell based technology, and the manufacturers have been able to develop and design more efficient products.
For perhaps those who aren't familiar with actually how it works, can you give us a quick little tutorial as to the nuts and bolts?
Sure. Basically, it's real simple. You have a silicone cell. These are silicone-based cells. The sunlight basically the photons hit these cells, that power, that sunlight is gathered, it creates an electrical current. We run that current into it's a DC current. We run it to an inverter, invert it to ACs, which is what your home runs off of, and then that AC runs into your electric box. You use the power that you're using, and any leftover power goes out into the grid. And in essence, it turns your meter backwards, and you get credit for the power you produce. And so typically during the day, you're spinning your meter backwards, and then maybe in the evening, you spin it, you use up that credit, maybe you buy a little power, and then your pendulum's back and forth, and depending on the size system you install and your usage, you'll either minimize or eliminate your electric bill.
So it's quite possible, in effect, actually, that if enough of the public got on board with this, you could just power a whole city with the power going back to the grid.
Absolutely. We're in one of the most sunniest areas in the United States. And if you have the roof space, and if you would prefer to invest in your home versus in throwing your money away, renting your power, it's a great opportunity.
Your final thoughts about the promise that's ahead for this technology and for the American public in general?
Well, you know what, when you see a show like this, the Alternative Car Expo, there's more and more programs that are available today. The consumers is more educated, and I think that as we look to be a more energy efficient country, these type of technologies need to be massaged and looked at and purchased, so that it may not be the most cost effective at this point, but somebody needs to make the investment so that we're have an alternative source for power.
And we can find more about you where?
Solar Electrical Systems. You can always give us a call at 805-497-9808.
And is there a web address as well?
Yes, and again, that's solarelectricalsystems.com. That's systems with an S.
Matt Ferrari of Solar Electrical Systems, Southern California's leader, as it says there on the poster. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Very welcome. Thank you.
It's Matt Kelly. For the next gear on podtech.net.